Okay,
Yeah,
so we're on.
that's
Okay, so, all right, I need everybody's attention. We're in Daf Nun Tet tonight. So, if you remember yesterday, we learned from the Mishnah that if a person says to his chaver, "Don't be mekadosh isha ploni," and he goes and is mekadosh her for himself, so Reuven says to Shimon, "Be mekadosh Rachel for me," and said Shimon, "He's mekadosh Rachel for himself. He likes her so much." Mekudeshet l'shem. So the Tanna Mishnah says he's mekudeshet to Shimon, despite the fact. The way Rav Kati says he might have thought, like he, acted like he misled her, he revealed to her, about the other one's interest. And then the Gemara says, two lines from the bottom, on Nunchat Beis, Tana Masha Sasu'il Shnabo Minat. He says that what he did is done, but he acted deceitfully. I have it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Anyway, it's okay. Thank you. It's okay. Anyway, so he says, so the Gemara says the bottom line, but Tana Didan. So the Gemara says, why in our Mishnah does it use the phrase one says to one's friend, going to Mekadesh Nisha, an earlier Mishnah on Daf Nun, where the Tana Mishnah says that if a person says to a Shliach, go be Mekadesh Nisha, Ploni, B'makom Ploni, be Mekadesh Rachel in Great Neck, he's Mekadesh instead of Port Washington. So it's Eina Mekudeshet. So why does he use here? He uses the term Omer L'Chaveiro. Over there, he uses the term Omer L'Shluchos. So and the we take it that the difference between Shliach and Chaver is Shliach. It's like that's your job. Like I'm designating you this, then do it. And Omer L'Chaveiro is just saying, you happen to see this person, you'll take care of it for me. So he says, the Gemara says, Ha'ach Rebuta Kamashmalan. So the Gemara says. The Tana is teaching me a Chiddush in each instance. Ach revut can also here. The Tana is teaching me a Chiddush. The Tana shlucho, because if the Tana would have taught me shliach here, Avmina shlucho hu tave ramai. I said if he's the shliach, I said you are my official shliach to Mekadesh Rachel. Reuben says this to Shimon. He says that, I would say yeah that he's deceitful. The San Chadaite, because I would say that Reuven. Relies on him to do the shlichus. Sabrab shlichuti. He's going to do my shlichus. About chaveiro, I say my chaveiro. I say, if you happen to see her, please do this. He says lo sabkadaite. He's not so confident that he'll take care of it. I would think he's not a rabbi if he double crosses him. So that's the chiddush that the Armish is teaching me by saying over the chaveiro. And then the Gemara says hatam kamashman over there when let's say Reuben says to let's say Shimon will be the shliach over there, he says be mekadosh for me this woman in makom ploni. He says di tana omer l'chaveiro if it was omer l'chaveiro havamina chaveiro who the kitchen makom acher in a kudeshet. And he said chaveiro. I would say the whole thing is limited to when he said chaveiro. He said in other words he tells Shimon be mekadosh this woman for me in Great Neck, and he said Shimon goes to Port Washington mekadosh are there. So the Tana Mishnah says not kudeshet. So over there he says Ha'omer l'shlucho, but if he would have said Ha'omer l'chaveiro, I'd say yeah, of course he's not mekudeshet. The sabar lo tarach. He thinks Shimon's not going to bother going to Port Washington, and I'm not authorizing him to give kiddush in Port Washington. About shlucho the tarach by the shliach, that this is his job. So ema mar makom. So I would say that Reuben is just giving him a helpful, tip. I think you'll find her in Great Neck. She lives here, the street. You'll find her there. But if he finds her there, getting some tahed, I would think. So he says, Kamash Malon. So Kamash Malon, not that way. Okay? All right, let me do a little. All right, well, just one. Let me do a little. All right, what's that?
First of all, is he getting paid for his job or not? Doesn't matter.
So Rashi doesn't mention about being paid for it.
Okay, second thing, the woman agreed to it. Obviously, if you were deciding. Disciple. The woman agreed.
In
He's
which
not
case?
going to
Which
Reuven.
case?
He's going to Shimon.
In which case
Any
is
of the
going
cases when it is when he comes and offers her wedding, and
on?
she agrees, so she is in.
No. In this Mishnah, he's like being deceitful. The shliach, the kavir is being shliach to the mishaleach. In other words, the mishaleach says, "I want you." Then Reuven says to Shimon, "You mekadesh the isha for me." And
Yes.
then Shimon is mekadesh the isha for himself.
But the woman agreed.
So we would agree, but she may not even know that Reuven was interested in her. But the thing is that the seat is on Shimon's corner. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. Okay, I'm going to move on now. Okay, we have a lot of learning to do today, so it's a long talk on the Amud Aleph Amud Beis. I want to make sure we finish it. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Rabin Chasida, Rabin, the pious one, Azul he went to Mekadesh a woman for his son. So presumably, he discussed it with the son, and the son authorized him Mekadesh her, Kitchlanafshe, and then he decided to Mekadesh the woman for himself." Rabbi Leibowitz was saying interesting family dynamic, but anyway, he. Whatever he says, Kitchlanafshe. So the Gemara. So the question is, if he's such a chassid, how could he have done that? That's deceitful. We said. So Tani Mashas, we learned from the Mishnah. It's an effective deal, but he acted deceitfully. And his name is Rabin Chasida, Rabin the pious one. So Yavu Nehele. So the Gemara says that they didn't agree to the kiddushin with the son. In other words, he went to be mekadesh the woman. Let's say her name is Rachel. He went to Mekadesh Rachel for his son, but they didn't want to accept. She didn't want to accept. So he decided, well, I'll offer myself. So the word says he should have first notified the son, this isn't going through, and then got it forward himself. He thought, if I go back and forth in between, this woman is like hot material, whatever, or popular, you know, even like where Lee was saying in the same family, this father and son are both interested in her, other people interested as well. He wanted to close the deal. Okay, let me do a few more lines, then I'll pause. Rabbi Barbachana gave money to Rav. Amar, Zabin the Heli Lahaya Ara. He says, go purchase Black Acre for me. So again, this is Rabbi Barbachana gives money to Rav and says, go purchase Black Acre. Instead, Rav went, he purchased it for himself. He pulled out the deal from underneath Rabbi Barachana. So the Gemara says, how could Rav have done that? Is, yeah, you did an effective deal, but it's acting deceitfully. How could Rav have acted deceitfully? So the Gemara says, Baka Dalime Hava, the Bach takes out the word lay. He says, it was like very tough neighborhood. It was like the people there are very, you know, strong and you know, like the bullying type. He says, the Rav, he gave a kavod. So they would permit Rav to purchase a parcel of land there because he's Rav Barachana, Luna, give me kavod. Rav Barachana, not. Rav was a guy of the door. Rav Barachana also was a chacham, but maybe not a level of Rav. So the people in the neighborhood wouldn't agree to the sale of the property to Rav Barachana. So Rav decided to go for it. So the Gemara says, he buy low way. So Rav should have told him, you know, there's no deal for you. And now I'm, you know, so he says, Sabar the Haki Bahaki, he thought in between, if I go back to tell Rabbi Barachana, in the meantime, somebody else will get the property. So I'm going to get the property where somebody else does. All right, now. Yeah, well, the Gemara takes it that it does. That the Gemara takes it. I mean, conceptually, it's hard to see a difference between the two. In other words, you're pulling out a sort of an opportunity from somebody, and so it's Minag Rama'ut, but we'll see. Now, Rav Gittel have a mahapich bahi ara. Rav Gittel was negotiating for the purchase of a certain parcel of land. Azal and while Rav Gittel is negotiating, so Rav Yabba goes and purchases the land. Azal Rav Gittel kibli the Rav Zeira. So Rav Gittel went and he made a tithe for Rav Zeira. Look what this fellow, what Rav Yabba did to me. He pulled the deal out from underneath my feet. He says Azal Rav Zeira, and Rav Leibowitz mentioned that. Like the Chafetz Chaim says, like Lechora, it's like Lashon Hara, but the Chafetz Chaim learns if it's for Toelet, if I think that this person can, you know, give a Musar or something and straighten out the situation, you're allowed to tell him what happened. But Azal Rabbi Zeira Kibble the Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha. So Rabbi Zeira went and told Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha, and it's going to emerge that Rabbi Yitzchak Napcha was apparently the Rebbe for Rabbi Abba. So he says, so Amar Leis, Rabbi Yisrael Nabuka said, Hamtei Natshid Let's Lingle Regel. Wait till Yantiv comes, and then Rabbi Abba will come to me. I give Shiurim before the Regel, but some Rabbi Abba will come, and I'll address it then. So Kisalik, so Rabbi Abba went up, Ashkechei, so this is Rabbi Yisrael Nabuka, you know, encountered him, and he said to him, so I'll do first what Rashi learns. If you have a poor person and he looks like he's going to grab, oh, like cake from a hefker. In other words, you see the poor man is after this cake from a hefker. Then somebody grabs the cake before the poor man. He says, Molly, what's the halacha in a case like that? So Rabbi Abba said, I'm a Leinik, Ra Rasha. He's Rasha. And Rabbi Levis was saying it's like David HaMelech with Natan HaNavi, like that. He's like he like kind of like draws him in. He lets him pass in the case. So how come you did the same thing? You had Rav Gittel was interested in purchasing the piece of property, and you purchased it, sort of behind his back. I didn't know about that. But Hashanah Minei Ben, it says, well, now you can rectify it. Now, arrange to give the property to be transferred to Rav Gittel. So he says, Amar, I'm not going to sell it to him. The Ara Kamaitahi, it's not a good siman. Like, apparently, they took it to the first piece of property you buy. It's the first piece of property I ever bought. So it's not a good siman if I have to sell it. So you buy the Matana Nishkalei. But he wants to have it as Matana. I'll give him this matana. So Rav Gittel declined it. The person who tests gifts will live. Rav Gittel didn't want a gift. Rabbi Abba didn't go onto the property. He should have happy for Rav Gittel because Rav Gittel had been negotiating for it. Lomar Nachitlah, Lomar Nachitlah. So neither one went to the property. I mean, Karya are the rabbanon. So they called it land of the rabbi. So Rav Levis the two pshatim. Either it's land like it was like hefker, so all the chachamim like would use it, because it's hefker there, or I think that all right, that's the only pshat that I remember. Okay, now let me. That's what Rashi learns hefker the talmidim. All right, now with aniyah mahapni b'charara, is it a big inyan about if somebody's like negotiating a business deal and somebody comes in and sneaks in and pulls it out from underneath them. It's very common. I remember a brunch people speaking about this. He says, it takes place with Jewish people. So we'll do highlights of this Tosfos, and then we'll talk a little bit, okay? So Danny, are you with us? Okay, let's look at the second Tosfos. Harar is like a type of cake or cookie, he says, and then somebody comes and grabs it. So Pirush B'Kontras, the Ma'ariv B'Charar Shel Hefker. So Rashi says, we're talking about that the cake was Hefker. He says, B'Kasha, we had to not B'Shalim Ba'oksin. So Tosfos has Kashas. Tosfos is going to say he doesn't think it'd be from Hefker. He says, Ra'ah and Amitziah and I follow Allah. Let's say Reuven, he sees a Mitziah and he plops on top of the Mitziah. Or Shapiris Tali To'Allah. Or he spread his talis over it, but he didn't do a kinyan on it. U'Vachir V'Natal, then somebody came and took it. Arei Yishalok belongs to the second person. So even though it's from Hefker, the second person has a green light to take it. He says, V'chein hatkamar hatam, mishalikei miksat peya. It sounds like somebody was like gathering the peya, miksat peya, I assume he's like cutting it or something like that. U'pireis tali to alaha, and he spread his talus over. In other words, he wanted to guard it that other people shouldn't take it. You could take it from him. That gufa is the ani case because if it's peya, that's from the aniyim. So is that why is that not ani ha'mahapeich b'charara? He assumed that the implication Tosfos is the first case is also dealing with ani. So he takes it that there is no in of ani ha'mahapeich b'charara where it's just from hefker. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. He says, it's only when the poor person wants to make like a benefit for himself with, by leasing it. Okay. He says, or he wants to buy it like at a cheap price and then somebody else buys it. This is Rabbi W. the Rav Gittel. That's similar to the Rav Gittel's case with the property. That's the case. If the cake or cookie was from Hefker, there's no Isur in grabbing it because that's like unique. If it was Hefker, I'm not, if it was buying things, I could find other things to buy. But Hefker, I'm not necessarily going to find something Hefker again. He says, now, close to this question. I'm not going to do the whole thing here, but he says, we catch me either parrot yak or the camera tamar him and a dog will reach at a dog. It says you have to distance yourself from a fish, like as far as the fish could swim, after you have here. So if you skip down five lines, says, "But Oro me Rabbeinu Meir, Abirusha Rabbeinu Tam, the Maribidag me." Rabbeinu Tam says, excuse me, Rabbeinu Meir says that Rabbeinu Tam's father means Rashi's son-in-law, that we're talking about when it says dag, it's a dead fish. In other words, we're talking about, in other words, a fisherman with fish, that's hefker. And yet we see that this is an Indian of like Ani Amahavei B'charara. So the mayor says, excuse me, Mary says it's talking about like fishermen, like they have a dead fish, like to kind of chum the waters, in other words, like trap the other fish. Since this fisherman A spread his nets at first, and through all his efforts, all the fish are gathering around. So if his friend's going to spread a net, he's stealing from him. In other words, the person said of it's the Moreno Rabbi Yitzchak. So let's say a person's a Malabed, they have two Malabed, Reuben and Shimon. Reuben is employed by the Balabas, so Shimon can't go to the Balabas and say, "Would you like to hire me?" You know, the Balabas has Reuben working for him. So Shimon can't go. He says, unless the Balabas makes the initiative, and he says, "I don't want Reuven anymore. I'm looking for another Malabit." But if the Balabas hired one Malabit, so another Balabas can also hire him away. So he's saying, like he's talking about what is, you know, what's your the toku manatoshkaver, what's not. So let's say, you know, you have one Gevir David, he has a Malabit. And now there's another, you know, Gevir in the community, you know, Zvulun, and he wants to hire a Malabit. So he can go to that Malabit and hire him away from the first Malabit. So he can. Maybe affair. He can say, hire some other Rebbe. Because the name of the Inrasamil, I think my son learned better with this Malabit than somebody else. Anyway, you know, there's more to speak about, but I got to make it through the daf. All right, let me just pause for a minute for questions, comments, and thoughts, then we'll go on. All right, what do you
In
got?
this situation, if a person already has a job, maybe you are offering lower rates or better teaching. I mean, we know that the deal is if you have a yeshiva, school, or synagogue, you can come next to it if you're offering additional or if it's a better teacher. I mean, we had this rule
Oh,
over here. Is it better
you're
teacher,
all
better
right.
price?
All right. It's a lot of different things you're speaking about. There's
Could you repeat his question?
one second. I'll have it repeated.
Question is if the second melamed is better melamed or is charging less or in any respect is better, why would he not be able to come and offer his services?
Anyway, so the way the Gemara is saying that it, and again, there's an idea of ani hamhapech b'charara. There's an idea. And there's also an idea of yored tohu manatoshel havero. Like I'm not allowed to, deprive my friend of an existing business arrangement. In other words, let's say another Jew is in business in a certain neighborhood. Right, he's got a right. He's got, let's say, the only pizza shop in town. He's doing a like a land office business. So I'm not allowed to open another pizza shop next to him. It's like he had one income that he's going to have to split the income type of thing. So that I can't do. So, but Tosfos is talking about different variations of it. So he says to go, if, in other words, if the guy is hiring a Malamed, so to go and say, "Would you like to hire me instead?" That's like, kind of cutting the guy away. But if the Balabas comes and I'm not happy with my Malamed, could you work for me? Yeah, I could do that. You're free to do that. All right, there's a lot of variations on this, but we have to move on. Okay, let's move on. Now, we're 5 lines of Bobrik, it's wide. I'm doing 10 of an olive. Everybody with me? All right, so now the second case in the Mishnah, the first case was Doan be Mekadesh and that he like double crosses him. But the second case in the Mishnah is, I'm reading the Mishnah, if a man says to a woman, "You're Mekadesh to me after 30 days," he says, and somebody comes within the 30 days. So Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, Reuven says, "You're Mekudesha to me," after 30 days. And then on the 15th of Cheshvan, Shimon comes and is Mekadesh the woman, and there were no delay. He says, Mekudesha l'sheni. So she's Mekudesha to the second person. The first Kiddush is only effective, let's say, 1 month later. So the second guy beat him out. But that's the way the Mishnah says. Okay, let's see back to the Gemara. And let's hold off on questions till I pause, okay? So he says, so what if nobody else came? Let's say Reuven just says to Rachel, "Here's your ring. You're mekudesh to me 30 days from now." Or let's say he gives her a bag of money. This is mekudesh to me 30 days from now. Rabbi Shmuel dami tarbay mekudesha. He often teaches the title of Mahu. Rabbi Shmuel both say she's mekudesha, even though the money is not around in 30 days. So in other words, on Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, he gives her a bag of money, but the kiddushin can be like effective on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and then it says mekudesh li la'achar shloshim yom Kislev, but Kislev the money's gone already, it's still effective. My time of honeyzuzim lo milva damel lo pitanol damel. These zuzim are not like a milva. Again, kaddish milva is zayin mekudesh. We'll talk about it in a minute. We've had it before. Lo pitanol damel, like the Gemara had. If you're Mekadosh Pikadon, and the Pikadon is stolen, Sinat Mekadosh, this is Shabakruta. The Pikadon Lodamu, Pikadon Rishut, the Mara Kamatakli. In other words, it means, let's say I gave the woman a Pikadon, so that's still in the Rishus of the man, and it's his Pikadon. Let's say he gave her a bag of money as a Pikadon, and then it was stolen, and he says, "You're Mekadosh me with that bag of money," so Sinat Mekadosh, less is Shabakruta that's left, because that's the only thing that's left. So, but this is not similar to that. He says, "Vahani b'rishuti da'kabatachli." Here, he says, "Here's the money. Here's your money, dearest. This is the shame kiddushin." So even if she used it up, but it was her money, and that could happen to kiddushin. Lebil benami lo damu. It's not considered like a whole va'a. Let's say I loan a woman $100, and it's due in 6 months, and I see your kiddush with me. You know, skip the money you owe me. He says, "Sinami kiddush." Why milva lohotzan? The milva is given lohotzan. She can use the money whatever she wants. So he doesn't have that money anymore. It's gone. So he says, "Hani, the Torah kedushin yavinu nehala," but he gave it to her as kedushin, so it is effective. Now, lo ba'acher b'kitcha v'chazru b'amahu. Let's say he gave her the money on Rosh Chodesh Bar Cheshvan, and then 2 weeks later, she, the woman, got cold feet on her pull out of the deal. So in other words, on Rosh Chodesh Bar Cheshvan, the man says to the woman, "You're mekudesh me with this bag of money." She says, "Fine, I love you, but you're mekudesh me in 30 days." And if I fine, I love you, and then 2 weeks later. She says, "You know what? I changed my mind. I don't want to be Mekudeshet anymore." What's the halacha? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chuzeret. Rabbi Yochanan says that she can pull out of the deal. Anti dibur batal dibur. The one dibur can batal another dibur. In other words, what the dibur was, I consent. So another dibur is going to say, I don't consent. In other words, it's like a light switch, on or off. Rish Lakish Amar Eina Chuzeret. Rish Lakish says she can't retract. We'll clarify more. Rish Lakish Shita. Lamati dibur batal dibur. Once she said yes, that's it. And we'll see shortly that Reish Lakish is talking about where there's a dibur, at least in this first ukimta, but there's also a maaseh katan. He gave her some money, so it's not just a dibur. We'll see in a minute. So Eifei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan says the dibur is the batal dibur. So he asked him a question from the following mishnah. The mishnah is Sechet Truma. He appointed somebody to take truma from his crops. Let's say Reuben is the owner of a field. And he appoints Shimon to take Truma, and he authorizes Shimon to take Truma from his crops. He says, then he's Mabatel, then he terminates. I said, I changed my mind, you're not authorized to take Truma anymore. He went to Tarim, detailing Truma to Truma. So Shimon had not yet separated Truma, so that's it, the deal's on. He says, Vahacha, Dibur, Dibur, Huba, Kat, Dibur, Batel, Dibur. So, but that's Dibur and Dibur. So, in other words, you, Reish Lakish, say that the Dibor camp coming back to the Dibor, and here we see the mission says Mefurish that I appointed somebody, so I could terminate the appointment. So it's not Dibor back to Dibor. It proves my point, Rabbi Yochanan says, Kash against Rish Lakish. So the Gemara says, 6 lines from the bottom, says that the case here is different there. Over there, it's just pure Dibor and Dibor. This is me, my Shalia, don't be my Shalia. With the Truman case. With the Isha, he gave her money. And he said, you know, Harei Mekudesh to me with this, but after 30 days. So it's not an effective maaseh. It was maaseh effective when it has legal impact. That's the way the Arstral had it. So it's not like a full maaseh because it did not yet have impact. But Reish Lakish told us that where the initial Dibur had a maaseh, like, or at least it was called a maaseh katan with it. So the Dibur can't be batale. So the word says, "Vati Dibur batal ba'aseh," meaning the Dibur can't come in the batal ba'aseh. He says, "Epe." So again, Rabbi Yochanan answered the following question from Mishnah Masechet Gittin. Shliach get to Ishto, and the person sent to get to Ishto with the shliach. So Reuben sends a get to Rachel, and Shimon is the shliach lahavah. Says we give a shliach, and then Reuben chanced to bump Shimon. He bumped into him at the gas station. Oh, shliach l'rav shliach, or he said shliach happens. So remember, we learned that when he chanced upon him, like it might be that a woman might think he's just trying to torment me. It's not really. He's going to change the directions. He says, "Va'amar lo getchin atata makwa batel hu." Is the get that I previously gave to you, it's batel. I'm a batel again. I raise a batel. So the Mishnah says it's batel. So he says, well, the kid get the Yachliya, the kid of the Yachadami. So here, I just said, you, Reish Lakish, saying that when there's a Maisa involved, so here's a Maisa, because he gave the get to the Shliach, and then he says to the Shliach, you know, give it to my wife, and then he says it's batel. He says, but Katania raised a batel. He says, batel. So that's a kasha against you, Reish Lakish. Because I Reb Yochanan, say that Dibur is Mavatel Dibur, when there's Maisa Katan involved. So Hatam Nami Dibur. So he says, yeah, he did do the quote unquote Maisa, but it's a Maisa without any halachic implications. It was a halachic implications delivering to get to the Isha. That's what's going to, you know, do the divorce. That's the type of Maisa we're talking about. Like he gave the money to the Isha, but the money's only effective a month later. So that's not the type of Maisa we're talking about. So Reish Lakish says, yeah, Dibur, I agree. Dibur, Ati Dibur, Matal Dibur. So Ati Dibur, Matal Dibur. Okay, now it's time to turn the tables. Let's all focus inside. Okay, let's all focus. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that Dibur is Matal Dibur, and Reish Lakish holds Dibur is not Matal Dibur. And we said that the Kuna Machloket is, it's not just Dibur and Dibur, it's Dibur with a Masakatan, like giving the Maus to the woman. Giving most of the woman will be effective once the date arrives. That will be the Kiddushin money. So he has a case with the get where a man gave the get to the shliach, and then he terminates the shlichus. So here, Rabbi Yochanan wants to say it's a dibur. It's matel ma'aseh and a dibur. It's ma'aseh because he gave the get to him, and he says deliver it to my wife, and then he's mevatel it. So it's kash against you, Reish Lakish. It's not really ma'aseh. The ma'aseh, yeah, he did give the get to the shliach, but that's not the type of ma'aseh we're talking about. The ma'aseh that has like a legal impact. Legal impact of giving the get to the woman. So let's see back up the morning. Got to run. Okay, choice for the bottom. So wait till I pause. Okay, before the next question, all right? So the Gemara says, choice for the bottom. Eitbei Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Reish Lakish is going to ask a question against Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish holds that Dibur is not without Dibur. So he says, this is a Mishnah that we had before. It's a Mishnah of the second Kalim. Call a Kalim, the Kalim becomes susceptible to Tumah with Machshava, meaning if a person is working, like Rashi first, Golmei Kalim means like the form. And it was like, say, he's a potter, he's working with clay. So the Kalim is with Kabbal Tumah when it's finished. But when is it finished? And, you know, how much design work he's going to do with this, the other. So the Talmudishah says that Kol HaKelim are susceptible to Tumur Machshava, who is I'm the artisan, I'm the craftsman. Now I think this is enough showing, good enough. I don't have to, you know, put more into it or design more. It's yeah. Finished. So if I decide it's finished, now it's susceptible to Tumur. May it only be to a title of the Shinui Maisa. But let's say either to change the status where it's not a Kabbal Tumur, or if it became Tameh, to remove the Tumur, I need a Maisa, right? He's got to make a hole in it and test the Maisa with it. So let's turn page. Top line on Nuntan of Days. Maisa moti b'yad maisa b'yad machshava. So I need a Maisa, an action to do the thought, or an action. In other words, the action like he's creating Kaili, but I need an action. He says, machshava moti lo b'yad maisa b'yad machshava. So machshava we think is the same as Dibur. In other words, even though a thought made it susceptible to Dibur, a thought is not going to change its status vis-a-vis the tumah. I need an action over there. So here, the Ritva says that here, so where's the ma'isa? Because we said that Reish Lakish only holds not just the machshava, I need a little bit of ma'isa. So he wants to say that here, there is a, like, we're mitzarif a little bit with the action that he, with the action to create the keli. He's creating the keli, basically now it's enough. So it's like a little bit of an action, and a dibur or machshava, and I need an action to undo it. Machshava is not enough. So that's kasha against Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, so third line, he says, so let's say he just had machshava. So how come according to Rabbi Yochanan is not a machshava enough to undo it? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Shani machshava de tuma de chima sedabi. Tuma is a whole different parsha. Machshava by tuma is like a ma'aseh. And he says, how so? Rapapa posed the contradiction of Pesukim. We're line 7 on 7 days. He says, Rapapa Rami, Ktiv Kitain. Pasuk says, if water is put on like the Zerayim. So we've had this many times before. In order for a food to be Mekabel Tumah, it has to have one of the seven Makshirim, which, and Fern is going to remind us of the mnemonic device for it in 1 minute. So, all right, when she remembers, oh, no cheating, no cheating, Daniel. All right, now, the, okay, so,
I need
okay.
help.
Well, all right, 1 minute, 1 minute. We'll come to you in a few minutes. Okay, now, it says kiyutan, but it doesn't spell it male. Male would be yud vav taf nun. It says yud taf nun. So looking at it, I would say it's kiyutan. He says, kiyutan, hakeitzad, kiyutan to be the kiyutan, mayin yitain, the nichalei, akiyutan, the nichalei. Meaning, let's say it rains. So if it rains, I'm not doing the ma'aseh per se, but if I'm happy with the rain coming on the whatever the food, then it's one of the ma'aseh here. So it means that when it comes to tuma, so machshava is like considered like a ma'aseh. In other words, if I would put the water on it, then it's also. But if it even rains, but I'm happy, so the machshava. By this Rabbi Yochanan would say by tuma it's a whole different parsha. By yitay denichle, afyuta denichle. Okay, so let's go over 1 second, and then we'll a little bit more than tomorrow, and then we'll be good. Okay. So we have machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish whether dibur is mevatel dibur or dibur is not mevatel dibur. So we said in this verse of Kimta, everybody agrees it would be dibur alone, dibur mevatel dibur. But we're talking the kudat machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Is where there's a little bit of a ma'aseh that's involved, like giving the money to the woman. It's a ma'aseh, it's somewhat of a ma'aseh, but it's really a full ma'aseh when it has legal impact, which would be 30 days. So it's not the full ma'aseh. Can my dibur undercut something like that? So the Gemara has like at a dead draw here. We ask kashas against Reish Lakish, one kash against Rabbi Yochanan, we'll collect all the kashas. So now we're going to have a different way of learning the machloket. Now, on line 8 in the Gemara, Rav Zvi Matni L'Hashmaitzah, aha. Rav Zvi learned that there's machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Rav Dibur Mevatel Dibur, not Mevatel Dibur, but he learned that it related to a different Mishnah, which is later on in our Masechta. So put what we learned on the side, and we'll learn it. V'chein hi shenat reshut l'shlucha l'kadsha. Let's say you have Rachel gave permission to a shliach to accept kiddushin on her behalf from Reuven, v'halchi v'kiddushin atzma, and then she Rachel went and accepted kiddushin from Shimon. So you got it. So Rachel authorizes Shliach to accept Kiddushin on her behalf from Reuven. And
So
then Rachel went, and she accepted Kiddushin from Shimon. Im shalom kadmu Kiddushin. So if she accepted the Kiddushin first, on Monday, so then that's the effect of Kiddushin. Im shalshlucha kadmu ain Kiddushin. But if the Shliach accepted first, then that's what controls the situation. Lo kitshet atzma b'chazra b'mahu. So now the Gemara asks, So that's the Mishnah, but now the Gemara asks, let's say she didn't accept Kiddushin from anybody, but she retracted the appointment. So again, so Rachel appointed someone to accept Kiddushin on her behalf, and then can Rachel come and terminate that appointment? Mahu, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chozeret. Rabbi Yochanan said, yes, you can. It's like Dibur can be Vatel Dibur. Reish Lakish Amar Eino Chozeret. No, you can't. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chozeret Ati Dibur Mevatel Dibur. He says a Dibur can be Mevatel another Dibur, it can cancel another Dibur. Reish Lakish Amar Eino Chozeret Lo Ati Dibur Mevatel Dibur. Now, in this machloket, it's different than the first machloket. In the first machloket, everybody agreed that Dibur could be Mevatel Dibur, where the only question was Dibur and a little bit of ma'aseh. That was the Nekudah machloket. In this machloket, no, it's even more extreme. The Reish Lakish says that Dibur cannot be Mevatel any Dibur. That's the way Reish Lakish says it. Okay, so now we're going to do the same series of questions or similar, and then we'll pause and we'll take a breath. Okay? So Epe Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan says a Dibor is Batal Dibor. He posed a question to Reish Lakish from the Mishnah that we quoted on Mud Aleph. Same question. Bitel, Imishlo Taram, Bitel, Ein Trumato Truma. If Reuven had appointed Shimon and authorized him to take Truma from his crops, and then Reuven terminated his Shlichus. So if Shimon had not yet taken the Truma, that's it. He's finished. He's in the history. So that proves, Rabbi Yochanan says, that Dibor is Batal Dibor. Now, the first time around, that was the segue to say that Reish Lakish doesn't question the Dibor can be Batal Dibor. Reish Lakish holds his Dibor with the Ma'aseh said that that's the only issue. So that wasn't a question the first Ukipta. But the second Ukipta, it's a different question because Reish Lakish says that Dibor cannot be Batal Dibor. So how does it work over here? So the Gemara says, "I'm a Rabbi Hakamai Askinon." So Rabbi's giving an answer on behalf of Reish Lakish. So when the Balabas, in other words, the owner of the field, came and took Truma himself, so he's doing a Ma'aseh. So he comes onto the field, he takes Truma, he says, "I'm terminating your Shlichus." Yeah, so it's not just Dibor, it's Dibor and a Ma'aseh. You with me? Whoever's alive, say it. The Balabas, it's not just the Dibor canceling the Shlichus. He actually takes Truma himself and he says, "You're out of here." Right. It's Ma'aseh and a Dibor. Okay. So that's that. Okay. So, but that deflects the question against Reish Lakish. Now, Efe Reish Lakish and the Bach has the words of Rabbi Yochanan. This is the same question we had before. Okay. Kola Kalim Yordim Lini Tumatam Machshava. Kalim becomes susceptible to Tumah with Machshava when the craftsman thinks it's done. They only be Tumatam and Bishnui Ma'aseh. But that they don't lose their susceptibility, or if they became Tommy, they don't lose their Tuma unless he does a Ma'aseh, like he breaks it or makes a hole in it or something like that. So Ma'aseh Motzi Miyad Ma'aseh U'Miyad Machshava. So the implication of this Mishnah is that an action will undo an action or a thought. Machshava Eina Motzi Elo Miyad Ma'aseh V'Lo Machshava. With Machshava alone, and Machshava we figure is the same as Dibor. Dibor doesn't cut it. In other words, so he had Machshava, but another Machshava won't undo it. So Mishleim beyond Ma'aseh Lomav Kaleim Ati Dibur Batal Ma'aseh Lo Ati Dibur Batal Ma'aseh. So he says where he did a Ma'aseh initially. So this would have to be, let's say, he formally finished the Keli, did everything, you know, from A to Z with it. So then I understand you need an action. Elam Yad Machshava Miyei Topic. But why can it be Batal Machshava? He says, no, it's fine. It's good. It's finished now. So why can't a Machshava do that if what you're saying is correct? So Amar Leis, Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, Shani Machshava de Tuma, Nachi Ma'aseh Tami. He says, no, Machshava de Tuma is a whole, you know, a horse of a different color. That's like an action. So it takes an action to undo it. It was Rapapa. Rapapa Rabbi Kitain between Kiyuta. We just did this a few minutes ago. It says in the Pasuk, Kiyutan Mayim, if water is placed on Zerayim, but I can read it, Kiyutain. It says, Haketzah, Kiyutan Undumi de Yitain. If water is put on the food, whatever, it has to be like Yitain. By Yitain, the Nichalai. Yitain implies the person's happy with it. So it means that when it comes to Kalim and Tuma, so Machsham is like a Ma'aseh. So it's like a Ma'aseh, so I need a Ma'aseh to undo it. Okay, now the final question, which we're going to, you know, put the final nail in the coffin on Reish Lakish, the second very wide line on the Tenement Base. Efe Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan poses the following question to Reish Lakish. If a person sends a get to his wife, and he encounters by chance the shliach, or he sends another shliach after him to cancel his shlichus, he says the get that I sent you was now batel, I raise a batel, get is batel. So now here we're figuring it's like a type of ma'aseh because he says initially to the edim, you know, I want you to write a get and sign the get, and then deliver the get. So and then he says the get is batel. So I raise the batel. Just words, yeah, just words with words. So to you for the Reish Lakish, to you for this. The Gemara says Reish Lakish is all Gish Lakish. So we had it, but remember the first Ukimta, so it was there. Reish Lakish says only when there's a Ma'aseh connected. It's the only time I'll collect with you. Here, he says.
What was the Ma'aseh over there?
He says. Remember, over there we said giving the get was a ma'aseh. Right. We said it's not really your ma'aseh because it's not the thing. But here it's just words with words. So now we had two lishonos as to what the machloket was or is between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. According to the first Lashon, everybody agrees that Dibur is Bevatel Dibur, but the whole Machloket is if there's a small Ma'is like that, yeah. So Rabbi Yochanan says that Dibur is Mevatel that, and Reish Lakish does not. But the second one, they have Gufa on the issue of Dibur, can Bevatel move Dibur. So Reish Lakish says no. Reish Lakish says no, and Rabbi Yochanan says yes. So Reish Lakish has never been up to stuff. Right. Now, in the fourth white line, where it says Allah follows Rabbi Yochanan, even in the first lashon. So, Dibur is mevatel Dibur alone, but Dibur is mevatel even Dibur with a little bit of masa. Rafa Gav, he can remember something about the Adisha, the Kamasa Dami, even though I have a scar, say it's different. It's like a Masa. What's that? Yeah, Uchid Rav Papa, like Rav Papa says. Rav Papa, sorry, wrong place. So now, okay, so that's what we did. Okay, let me take a pause for a minute. And who's got questions? Comments, thoughts, anything so far? Give me your best.
Okay, so first of all,
wait. Let's put you on.
Okay. I don't really want to be on camera, but okay. If you have a vessel, and whoever is the person who's making it, Dafka comes and says it's not finished, and it lets it out of the market and it's unfinished. You can never get Tuma. So why not use this?
Yeah, the other thing, you're saying two contradictory things.
If it's not finished, I didn't put the final thing.
Here's a two. Here's a two.
You Excuse can me. Use it when it's not finished.
Here's a two. Listen, okay. So, okay. So, if he's a craftsman, he's not going to release it to the market until it's ready to be sold. So if he's releasing it to the market, that means he considers it to be finished. If he's not releasing it to the market, then if his intent is to work on it, then it's not a kabbalah.
You can use something that is not completed yet.
Listen to me. He's in business. He's a potter. He's got the whole store is filled with his kalim that are like in different stages of completion. So when he feels it's complete, then it's ready to be sold. Then it's a kabbalah. Okay, that was your best question. Only one. Okay, that was. I said give me the best one. Okay, any other questions?
We have a lot of time, Robin.
Oh well, we'll see how much time we have. Okay, we'll see. Okay, what?
I give him my question.
Why don't you give me my answer? So what was the mnemonic device?
I don't have the device, but I have the water, the dvash, the shemen.
Right. Anyway, it's Yad Shachat Dam.
Yad Shachat Dam. I was going to give you Yal Kagam, but I knew it was wrong.
Okay, but now you got Yad Shachat Dam. Okay, let's go further.
Thank you.
All right, now let's see.
But I give again. Daniel my question.
Which is what?
I give him my. I yield my time, as they say in Congress.
All right, let me finish the daf first.
Thank you, Fern.
All right, now the Gemara says we're on this six very wide line. I'm doing 10 more days. Okay. Kasha Hilkata Hilkata. The Gemara says, now that you said the halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan, that Dibur is Mevatel Dibur, is going to be a contradiction with two halachot. Armin Hilkata Rabbi Yochanan. You said the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, which is Dibur Mevatel Dibur, but Bekaimel and Hilkata Rabbi Nachman. We also hold the halacha follows Rabbi Nachman, which is going to be that we think Dibur is not Mevatel Dibur. Dibailahu, the question was asked, Moshe Garishbo. Let's say the person, he told the Eidim to write a get and deliver the get. And then he comes and he says to the Shaliach, I'm Mevatel the get. So can he come and take that get and still use it, you know, later on, a week later, inside the divorce's wife? So Rav Nachman Amar Chozer Megarishbo. Rav Nachman says, yeah, can you go back and use it? Rav Sheshon Amar Yenu Chozer Megarishbo. B'kaimel and Hilchata Kabatid Rav Nachman. So Chozer Megarishbo, we think right now in the Havanina, when he's Mevatel the get, he's Mevatel his original instructions to write the get and to deliver the get. It was Mevatel the whole enchilada. And then, but Rav Nachman says that he can use the get again. So we think it's Ati Dibur Mevatel Dibur. In other words, he had the Dibur, I said, right to get, deliver the get. Then I changed my mind, don't deliver it. And then I changed my back the other way. So excuse me, I'm not saying right. He says, wait. Right. He says, Rav Nachman says, Chozer umigarish bo. Yeah. So it means like this. So if I'm about to the actual get, I can never be chozer mevarish. No. In other words, if I'm about to the original shlichus to write the get is dead. It's dead on arrival. It's not a good get. In other words, I have to instruct somebody to write the get. So once if the pshat is when I'm canceling the get, I'm canceling the original shlichus. The get is dead. It's a dead get. I have to give the tzivui to write the get, the shame my wife, and then have it delivered. So if we think right now, when I'm about to tell the get, I'm about to tell all my instructions from up till now, so then how can Rav Nachman say that the get is good? In other words, get is already dead on arrival. We'll see, just give me 2 minutes. He says, dead on arrival. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, "Nihi de batlay b'tor shliach tor get lo batlay," means that he was only mebatel the shlichos. He wasn't mebatel the original writing of the get. All right, 1 second. Let me see inside. 1 second. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. 1 second. Give me 1 second. Okay. What else? 1 second. Okay. So, Okay. Rabbi Yochanan says that the dibur can be mivat al dibur. Right. Dibur.
Yeah.
Right, that's right. That's correct. Okay, so Yosef explained it right. So the in other words, if dibur is mevatel dibur, so then the get is dead in the water. That's what I was saying. The get is dead in the water. In other words, I'm mevatel all my prior instructions. It's dead in the water. But let's listen. But the Gemara says that Rav Nachman says a good get. So it sounds like the dibur can't be mevatel the original instruction. That's what it sounds like, that the Dibur can't be about to the original instruction. So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, let's see back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, he says, the heat of me toward Shliach. No, he only was Mabakal the Shliachos. He said, don't deliver it to her. He toward Get Lubakal. He wasn't Mabakal the Get, because Get's not a Get. So the Get remained a Get, but the Shliachos that he's would cancel that off. I'm going to move on. What's up?
The person instructed them to write the get, and they wrote it. Now his words are not able to, should not be able to come and mevatel the word, because
well, we think, in the end, the Gemara says that the Havamina, I think that they can come, and there was the Havamina, I think that he's mevatel everything.
It can be mevatel. But so, the thing is, words and maaseh, they wrote it. Now, there's a maaseh. How can words come and change a word maaseh?
No. In other words, but it's based on my authorization. Whatever they do has to be based on my authorization. So if I pull out the authorization, they're dead in the water. In other words, they could write whatever they want to write. But if I haven't authorized it, it's not an effective halachic, you know.
You're able to. You have a right to come and.
So in the Havamina, I think that was the way we're talking about. But the Gemara says that it sounds like in the Gemara that he could do that, but here he wasn't doing that. Okay, I got to move on. No, I don't have no time for any more questions. We used up all our time and used up Fern's time just now as well. Okay. Now we don't even know if we're going to finish the daf. Okay. Okay. No, we don't have 9 minutes. We have 4 minutes. Okay. I've got to break in a few minutes. Okay. Now let's all focus. So the Gemara says, Mikudesh at the Shani. So in the Mishnah, where the person says, you're Mikudesh to me, Lachar Shloshim Yom. And then somebody who's been kadosh within the shloshim yom, she's been kadosh to the second person. So Amarav, the kadosh l'shein liyot, Rav says she's been kadosh to this. In other words, Reuben gave her kedushin in Rosh Chodesh, and 2 weeks later, Shimon gave her kedushin. So Reuben said the kedushin will be effective 30 days from now. So then Shimon gave her kedushin right now. So Amarav Mekadesh and Shein Leilam. She's Mekadesh and Shein forever. Shmuel Amar Mekadesh and Shein Yad Shloshim Yom. Shmuel says she's only Mekadesh and Shimon until Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Achar Shloshim Yom Paki Kedusha Shein Begamri Kedusha Bisham. After 30 days, second Kedushin are uprooted, and the first Kedushin kick in, right? So Yatim Rokhidishkashalai. So Chris was sitting and he was bothered with Kedusha Shein Begamri Paki. What's uprooting the second Kedushin? So Amalei Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said to him, to Rav Chisda, Mar Reisha Matnila. So you learned that this statement of Rabbi Shmuel about the condition of Sheni, and Shmuel says it's about Paka Kibushi Sheni, Gabri Kibushi Rishon. It was on the second case of the Mishnah. So he had a difficulty. Rabbi Yehuda Seifa Matnila Lokashle. Rabbi Yehuda learned Machloket. It was on the last case of the Mishnah, and he had no problem. What the Achshav Alachar Shloshim Yom Bechulei. So the man says, your condition to me, me'achshav u'lachar shloshim yom. From now, and from after 30 days, amarav mekudesha ve'im mekudesha li'olam. So then the second person is mekadisher. So on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, he says, your condition to me from now and after 30 days. And then 2 weeks later, Shimon comes and gives recognition. So the Mishnah says, mekudesha ve'im mekudesha, safi kinushin to both men. So Amarav Mekadesh Leolam, that she's in a sapping kedushin to both men forever. Shmuel Amar Mekadesh Mekadesh Elad Shloshim Yom. Shmuel says only known for 30 days she's sapping Mekadesh. Achar Shloshim Paki Kedusha Sheni Begamri Kedusha Rishon. After 30 days, so the kedusha the second one is canceled out. The kedusha the first one. So the Gemara explains what's the machloket. The Rav Misapkele Rav was Misupak Itanah Haboy Ichazar Haboy. Was he saying a stipulation or retracting? Was he saying your mekudesha to me miyom ulachar shloshim yom? Is that a tanai, meaning that your mekudesha to me from today, but I have 30 days to pull out of the deal? Was that so? It's one statement, or was it a chazara? Was it today? I changed my mind after 30 days. I want it. So if it's today, but I have 30 days to pull out of the deal, so then after 30 days, I'm the one who wins. I'm your total husband. But if he's pulling out of the deal, then the second one is Mekadesh. The Shmuel Pshitle, the Tanai, Haboy. Shmuel was Pashut, and it's a Tanai. So that's what he means, that this first Kiddush should take over, and the second one is out the door. So this Machlok, between Rav and Shmuel, tracks the Machlok at Tanai. And let's listen, because I'm not planning to repeat it. The Tanya, because we learn in the Braisa, the Yomula Harmita, get, may no get, the Brechachadim. If a man gives his wife a get, he says, this is your get, may hayom, from today. And after death, it's safek migreshin according to Chachamim. Rebbe Omer kazeget. Rebbe says zeget. So we think it means that Rebbe is clear that it means that it's a tanai, that at the moment he dies, she'll be migreshin retroactively from now. So it's a get. And the Chachamim or Mesupak, is he saying a tanai like Rebbe says, or maybe he was chozer. In other words, he says, this is your get from today, and I changed my mind. It's after I'm dead, and it can't be get after dead, so it's not migration. So the Gemara says, why, we have a simple solution. The name of Rav Halach Rabbanon, why doesn't Rav just say, the Lacha follows the Chachamim, because Rav is Mesupak, is it Tanai or Chazara? The name is Shmuel Lachi Perebi. And Shmuel just say, the Lacha is like Rebbe. Why do they have to have this whole machloket about the Kiddushin, the Yom Lachar Shoshim Yom? So the Gemara says, "Tzricha, it was necessary for Rabbi Shmuel to teach me their machloket. Diloma Rav Halacha Kirabanan. If Rabbi just said the halacha is like the Chachamim here, that she's sapek migureshet, avamina atmu rachukati, I would say it's logical that maybe he doesn't mean that he wants it. That in other words, he maybe he has like second thoughts about divorcing her. It's difficult for a man to divorce his wife." So maybe in Achinami, maybe in this case, he's saying, I changed my mind. It's after Mita. In other words, because, you know, I feel badly about this. About Hacha, the Kruva Ka'ati, but when he's bringing her, you know, that I want you to be my wife, it's love, love, love. So Ema, Modelin, the Shmuel, the Tanai, Havai. So then he said, Tanai, yeah, you're a condition to me from now, but after 30 days, it's retroactive to today. Maybe he agrees with Shmuel. Yemar Shmuel Lachi Karebi, and if Shmuel said Lachi said Rebbe, Shmuel says again straight Tanai, Avamina Hatamu they get La Harmita. I say straight Tanai because everyone knows you can't have a get after in the grave. So it's too ridiculous to think that he says this is your get from today and after dead after I'm dead. That's ridiculous. So it's a Tanai. He says about hachadish kedushin al kashloshim, but with the kedushin, there could be kedushin that are effective after shloshim yom. Even bodi lay the rock. Maybe he changed his mind and he says that it's after 30 days. So sricha, I need both. Okay, that's got to be it for today. I got to run, and we have less than a minute. Okay, 1 second.